Okay, last week we finished the bracha of the kain neshama, and this week we go on to brachas haTorah. It's the first of the brachas haTorah. And I think that the obvious flow from the bracha of the kain neshama to the bracha of the brachas haTorah is the bracha of the kain neshama is praising Hashem, thanking Hashem for the neshama that He has given us, and immediately afterwards we thank Him for giving us the mozain haneshama. We thank Him for giving us the sustenance for the neshama, which is Torah. Torah is the sustenance of the neshama. So, the bracha is Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvosav, V'Tzivanu La'asek B'Divrei Torah. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the world, who has sanctified us with His commandments, and He has commanded us to be oisek v'divrei Torah. To be oisek means to what's the word for oisek? To occupy ourselves. Make it our business. Occupy ourselves is probably the right word. To occupy ourselves with the words of Torah. So, what we need to understand in this bracha, or we'll hope to address, is whenever we make a bracha, Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvosav, Hashem has sanctified us with His mitzvahs, V'Tzivanu, and He commanded us, V'Tzivanu, L'Asek B'Divrei Torah, right? Every time we make a bracha, we refer to a mitzvah that Hashem commanded us to do this specific mitzvah. Where in the Torah is it written that there's a mitzvah, L'Asek B'Divrei Torah? Heichan Tzivanu, where is there such a mitzvah? So, the Rekeach, the Et Yosef, the Iyun Tefillah, they all bring that there's a mitzvah of the Malat Tamayis Mas Benaychem, right? We say by Kriya Shema every day, with the Malat Tamayis Mas Benaychem, there's a mitzvah to teach your children, and included in that mitzvah is to teach yourselves as well. I believe we dash and v'limadatem. Oysam is written without a vav, v'limadatem atem. You're supposed to learn. So that's one possibility. Another possibility is a pasuk that's not written in the Torah, but it's written in Navi, v'hagisa bo yom v'layla, which means you shall engross yourselves in the words of Torah day and night. So that's a commandment, but it's not in the Torah. It's in Navi. The word of Hagisa Boy actually comes from the word Hegyan Libi, which is the thoughts of my heart. Hagisa Boy Yom Valayla therefore means you should think about Torah day and night. So, in neither of these Pesukim do we find that there's a mitzvah lasoik b'divrei Torah. Right, to lasoik means to occupy ourselves with the words of Torah. Right, there's a mitzvah to learn Torah. So if that's the case, if it comes from the pasuk of the Ma'adat Moisam, then the bracha should be Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvosav V'Tzivanu Lil my Torah. Right, that's the mitzvah. And if it comes from the mitzvah of Hagisa B'Yom V'Layla, then we should have a mitzvah Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvosav V'Tzivanu La'Hagois V'Divrei Torah. Why is there a bracha lasik b'divrei Torah? Seems that it would have been enough had it said, even let's say that for some reason, as we'll explain, it needs to say lasik. We should be saying lasik. We need to occupy ourselves with Torah. So why do we say lasik b'divrei Torah? Why not just lasik b'Torah? To occupy ourselves with the words of Torah. Why the words of Torah? I saw that Reb Tzaddik says that Torah means, the word Torah comes from the word Hayra, comes from the word teaching. The Torah is supposed to have an effect upon us. It's supposed to impact us. That's when a person learns Torah to the point that the Torah has an effect on the person. The Torah teaches the person how to conduct themselves. Not just because we're learning specific halachas. We learn all types of things, that some things that are totally irrelevant. Nevertheless, the Kedusha of the Torah is supposed to have an effect on the person so that the person conducts themselves differently. It has a spiritual effect to make the person a holier person. It makes the person a better person. That's Torah. Torah from the word Hayra. It teaches the person how a person is to conduct themselves. But that's Torah only has that effect, says Reb Tzaddik, when Torah is learned for the right reason. When a person learns Torah l'shma, a person learns Torah to connect to Hashem through Torah, that's when Torah makes an impact. When a person is learning for ulterior motives, then the Torah doesn't have that impact. Then it's not Torah. It's not Torah. It's not Torah means it teaches the person. It conducts the person. So, says Reb Tzaddik, who has the audacity to say, a bracha, lasik b'Torah, I'm going to occupy myself with Torah. Who says what you're doing is Torah? All we can say, the best we can do, says Reb Tzaddik, is say, lasik b'divrei Torah. I'm going to occupy myself with the words of Torah. That's the best we can do. That's the best we can say. That we know for sure we're doing. We're occupying ourselves with the words of Torah. But to say lasik b'Torah, says Reb Tzaddik, that's too strong of a statement for one to testify about themselves. The altar of Kelm says that the reason why we don't make a bracha, lilmoy Torah, right? Ashkei Shonu Mitzvah Sifsanu lilmoy Torah, to learn Torah, rather lasik b'divrei Torah, he says that people tend to treat their Torah learning time lightly. And if anything comes up that whether it's a wedding or it's different things come up. The first thing to go is usually the Torah time, the designated Torah time. However, a person would have a business meeting. Right, that doesn't budge. Right, when it comes to a loss of money, we think twice. We don't give it away so easily. So when it comes to our asakim, which is our business, right, there we that's what we take seriously. Unfortunately, learning we don't take our Torah learning time is not taken that seriously. The bracha lasik b'divrei Torah is to bring a message home, to that our divrei Torah is an esek. It has to be treated like a business. And if it's something you wouldn't give up for business, don't give up your Torah for it either.
It's an occupation.
It's an occupation. Yeah. Occupy yourself with Torah. I've kind of like, you know, they always try to come out with different tikkunos for weddings to make that you know, you shouldn't invite this many people, you shouldn't invite this many people because the weddings are getting so out of hand and they're so costly. I have a perfect etza. Nobody wants to listen to me. Everybody needs to make their wedding of their child in middle of a business day. It could only be in middle of the business day. You'll only get your very, very close relatives and your very, very best friends. No one else is going to give up business time. Now it's at night, so it's at the time, it's at the expense of Torah learning or the time spending with the kids or with the spouses. That's easily given away. That people will, but do it in the middle of the day. I'm telling you, it would be a gavaldik zah. Nobody wants to listen to me. Now, let's talk about the importance of Berachas HaTorah for a moment. There's a Gemara in the Dorim of Pei Aleph. I think it's the Pei Aleph. Yeah. Amar of Yehuda Amarav. Rabbi Yehuda Marav says, "My dechsev. What does the pasuk mean? There's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. The pasuk says, Miho ish hachacham v'yaven azois. Who is the wise person that will understand the reason for this? Reason for what? The continuation of the pasuk is Alma of the Haaretz. Why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed? Who is the wise person that is going to be able to tell us why this happened? That's what Yirmiyah asks. Dovar zeh nishal hachachamim. This question was asked to the wisest people. V'lenevi'im. It was asked to the prophets. U'lamalachei hashoreis. It was asked to the angels. V'loy pirshu. No one knew the answer to this question. Why alma of the haaretz? Until Hashem himself came and explained it. Dichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vayomer Hashem, Al Ozvam es Torosi, because they deserted my Torah. Vayishamu v'kaili, let's see the exact version of the Pasuk here. Al Ozvam as Torah, because they deserted my Torah, Asher Nasati, the name that I put before them. V'lei Shomu V'koili, they did not listen to my voice. V'lei Holchuban, they did not walk with it. So the Gemara asks, Hainu Le Shomu V'koili, Hainu Le Holchuban, Hainu Le Holchuban. The same, it says, it seems to be repetitive. They didn't listen to my voice, and they did not walk with it. Omer of Yehuda Marav explains it of Yehuda Marav. Loimar, Hashem is answering the question. And he's telling us the reason why Eretz Yisrael was destroyed is She'em Evorchem B'Torah Tchil, because they did not say Berachas HaTorah. That's what Lo'ol Chuba means. Al Ozvam Asterasi, they deserted the Torah. And then, Lo'ol because they did not listen to my voice, Lo'ol Chuba, they did not walk with the Torah. And Rabbi Yudom Arav explains that that means that they did not say Berachas HaTorah. So all the Mefarshim are up in arms about this Gemara. How is it possible that Eretz Yisrael should be destroyed just for not saying Berachas HaTorah? I mean, it seems that the punishment is way greater than the sin. And where do you find in the word v'loy holchuba, that they did not walk in it, where do you find Berachas HaTorah? Where, how is that written in Loy Holchuba? So there's a very, very famous Bach. The Bach in Siman Mem Zayin in the Tur. It's a Bach that everybody should see. The Bach says that the way Torah should be learnt is with an understanding that when a person learns Torah, that it becomes, that what is happening is the person is connecting to Hashem. And that the person is actually bringing down the Shekhinah into themselves. That is what Torah learning is about. Connecting oneself with the Shekhinah. And when a person says Birchas HaTorah, says the Bach, the person is stating that I understand that what I'm doing is not just an intellectual exercise. Right? It's not, I'm not just learning a chachma. I'm not just learning any wisdom here. I'm learning chachmas Hashem. I'm learning the chachma of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. I'm connecting with the Noisen HaTorah. I'm connecting with the giver of the Torah. Baruch Ato Hashem. Noisen HaTorah is what we say in the Berachas HaTorah, which gives the person the understanding, and it's actually a statement that the person is making, that what I'm going to do is I'm connecting to the giver of the Torah. I'm connecting my das with the Chachmas HaTorah, thereby bringing the Shekhinah into my body. That's what Torah needs. That's what Torah is about. When people get all caught up in the Torah being, it becomes an intellectual exercise instead of connecting to the Noisan HaTorah. Instead of bringing the Shekhinah into ourselves, it shows. When we forget what the purpose of Torah is, that represents Lei Baruch Hu Torah Tchila. That means we're not saying Berachas HaTorah. Could be they said Berachas HaTorah, but it wasn't understanding what Berachas HaTorah was about. That's what the Bach explains. We're not talking about saying the words. Lei Baruch Hu Torah Tchila means they didn't understand what the purpose of Torah is. They didn't understand that what was at their fingertips was the ability to bring the Shekhinah into their lives. And since they didn't appreciate the Shekhinah in their lives, so therefore the Shekhinah was taken out of their lives. So it was actually, Midah Keneged Midah was actually measure for measure. Since they didn't appreciate bringing, they had the ability, just understanding what Torah is about, they had an opportunity to bring the Shekhinah into their lives. They didn't appreciate that at all. They were too busy with the intellectual exercise. Therefore, since we didn't appreciate the Shekhinah, we lost the Shekhinah. The Bach talks about it at great length. I just gave you the gist of it. So I'd like to suggest another approach. There's a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, actually the beginning of Parshas Re'eh. Hashem says, realize, I place before you today a blessing and a curse. As a bracha, we all know the bracha will be Ashitishma mitzvah Hashem lekechem, that you listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem your God. Asher anechi mitzvah eschem ayem, that I command you today. Va'klala, the curse will be, you won't listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem your God. And you will deviate from the path that I command you today. To follow other gods that you don't know. Now, this whole pasuk seems to be repetitive. First of all, it says the klal will be im lo tishmal mitzvos Hashem lekechem, if you won't listen to the mitzvos of Hashem. So why does the pasuk have to say v'sartam en aderech, and you will deviate from the path? Obviously, if we're not listening to the mitzvahs, we're deviating from the path. Lo leches achra elihim acherim, to follow other gods ashalo yedatim, that you didn't know. What about the other gods that we do know? Right, those are okay? Right, those aren't okay either. And so why does the pasuk say lo leches achra elihim acherim ashalo yedatim? In addition, the bracha, both by the bracha and by the klala, uses the word asher tishma'u al mitzvahs, that you will listen to the mitzvahs. It seems that the right word should have been asher tishmeru. You should observe the mitzvahs, right? The bracha should be asher tishmeru as mitzvahs Hashem lekechem. Instead, it says asher tishma'u al mitzvahs. You should listen. By the klala, it says im lo tishma'u. If you won't listen, you should say im lo tishmeru. So, let's picture two types of Yidden that observe Torah and Mitzvahs. So, one person is, you know, I have a life. I've got a wife and kids. I've got a business. I need to eat and drink. I need to sleep. That's my life. Now, Hashem needs to play some kind of role in my life too. So I'm going to daven 3 times a day. I'm going to be kavei etim l'Torah. I'm going to perform mitzvahs to give, to worship Hashem too. That's going to take up, it could even take up the majority of the day. But that's not my life. My life is my business and my eating and drinking and my wife and kids and my family. That's my life. But I have to do the mitzvahs too. I'm a Jew. So I have to do the mitzvahs and I have to learn Torah and I have to daven with a minyan. That's fine. Then you'll have another yid. Learns the exact same amount as the first yid. Davens the same minyan as the other yid. And observes the mitzvahs the same way the other yid does. There's a different attitude. My life is avoid the Hashem. That's my life. Now, I'm going to eat so I have koyach to serve Hashem, and I'm going to drink so I have koyach to serve Hashem, and I'm going to sleep so I have koyach to serve Hashem. And my wife and family are going to be part of my avoid the Hashem. It's all one big support system in serving Hashem. I'm going to raise my children to serve Hashem, and we all support each other in serving Hashem. That's what our life is. It's not that we have a life and then we're also going to serve Hashem. These two people do exactly the same thing. One understands what the mitzvahs are about, and one has no idea what the mitzvahs are about. The mitzvahs, Torah and mitzvahs, are about the way we live our life. It's not something we also have to do. Hashem is not Elohim Acherim. Hashem is not another God. Meaning, I have to have my life, and then I have Elohim Acherim that I have to worship too. I have a Hashem is the first person. His attitude is treating Hashem as Elohim Acherim. Hashem says, I'm not Elohim Acherim. Don't make me into Elohim Acherim. I'm not the other God. I am part of your life. I am your life. That's what the Rabbanu Shlomo is. He's not Elohim Acherim. So the bracha is Asher Tishma'u El Mitzvah. Listen to what the mitzvahs are about. It's not about observing the mitzvahs. One can observe the mitzvahs and totally miss the point. Asher Tishma'u El Mitzvah. Listen to what the mitzvahs are about. Understand that it's your life. It's not something that is separate from you. It's not something that is detached from you. It's part of your life. It is your life. And the klala is, Rachmana Litzlan, Imloy Tishmu El Mitzvah Hashem, if you don't understand what the mitzvah is about. So, Visartam and Aderach, as I mentioned, it's not what you do. It's how you do it. That's the derech. The derech is the way. It's the way we do it. If we don't listen to the mitzvahs, what's going to be is misartem and aderech. We are going to deviate from the way that Hashem wants us to do the mitzvahs. Lo leches achrei elohim acherim. You're going to make Hashem into some Elohim Acherim, as if you didn't know him. That's not the way Torah Mitzvah is supposed to be. If we understand Asher Tishmahu, if we understand what the mitzvahs are about, it's about the derech. It's about the way we do it. Now, Hashem is our lives. Everything we do has to fit into that picture. That's why Chazal say, we learn from the Pasuk, B'chol drachecha da'eyu. In all of your ways, you should know him. And Chazal learned from that, when a person eats, they should be eating L'shem Shemayim. They drink, they should be L'shem Shemayim. They sleep, it should be L'shem Shemayim. They work, it should be L'shem Shemayim. Everything we do is part of our avodas Hashem. B'chol drachecha da'eyu. It has to do with the way we do things. Again, you have two people doing identical things, and they are as far as Mizrach from Arav. One is making Hashem into Elohim Acherim, and one is everything is their Avodas Hashem. That is what Lasoik B'Divrei Torah means. Lasoik B'Divrei Torah doesn't mean learning Torah. It means that we should be, whatever we're doing, should be according to the words of Torah. When we eat, it should be lasik b'divrei Torah. We are occupied with the words of Torah. We're eating Torahdik. We're drinking Torahdik. We're working Torahdik. Everything is, every asik that we're in, wherever we're doing, is b'divrei Torah. Heichan tzivanu, where did he command us to do so? B'chol derachecha da'eyu. In all of your ways, you should know him. That's where he commanded us to do so. Ashekidshonu v'mitzvoyis v'tzivanu lasoik v'divrei Torah. That every asek we're in has to be v'divrei Torah, has to be with the word of Torah. And this is how we The place can ask, how can women make a bracha lasik b'divrei Torah? Women don't learn Torah. So how can I make this bracha? According to what we're saying, this head bracha has nothing to do with learning Torah. Lasik, a woman is involved, her entire day can be involved in divrei Torah. Whatever they do is alpi Torah, is according to Torah, is a part of the avodas Hashem. That's what lasik b'divrei Torah is. This is what the pasuk is referring to. Parshas B'chukosai. We have, the Torah keeps on saying, Imtechu imi keri, if you walk with me, keri. Rashi says, Arai, Rashi, you're going to walk with me, temporarily. What does that mean? That means that you're gonna serve me too. That's what it means. That's not the way we're supposed to serve Hashem. Our service of Hashem is always, not carry, not temporarily, not sometimes. We are always serving Hashem. La'asoyk b'divrei Torah. And the punishment in Parshas Bukhukosai for imtechu imi keri is to lose our land, to be sent into Golus. So when Chazal ask, Alma of the Haaretz, why did we lose Eretz Yisrael? Hashem answered, Shlei Baruchu b'Torah Tchila. They didn't have the lasik b'divrei Torah. They were worshiping Elohim Acherim, meaning we made the Rabbeinu Shalayim into Elohim Acherim. It was Imtelchu Imi Keri. So we lost Eretz Yisrael. Because Ashalei Baruchu b'Torah Tchila, we didn't understand what lasik b'divrei Torah means. That it means that everything that we're involved in, everything that we occupy ourselves with, should be b'divrei Torah. According to this, a person should see to it that a person should not do anything before saying Berachas HaTorah. It's not just you can't learn Torah before you say Lasik B'Divrei Torah. A person should not do anything before they say Berachas HaTorah. Because whatever we do falls under that category of Lasik B'Divrei Torah. And we have to have an awareness. That's what we're here for. A person has to take care of some business before they go to shul or before they they're going to say Berachas HaTorah in shul. No. What kind of business are you doing? Isn't that lasik b'divrei Torah? And if it's not, you're in big trouble. You can have a coffee before you start davening, right? You have to say Berachas HaTorah first. What are you drinking the coffee for? Lasik b'divrei Torah. Because I'm occupying myself with this coffee. Why b'divrei Torah? Because this is what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants from me now. Svasemis brings from the Maral that the reason we say Lasak B'Divrei Torah, we don't say Lumai Torah, to learn Torah, is because we never really grasp the depth of Torah. It's impossible for a human being to grasp the tremendous depth of Torah. It's impossible for a human being to grasp it. Lomad Torah would indicate that we're actually learning the Torah. All we can do is be oisik with divrei Torah. All we can do, that's all we can do. All we can do is occupy ourselves with the words of Torah. That's the best we can do. We cannot claim that we are learning Torah. That's what Maral says. They say that the Shini Verov once came to visit a certain city, and on Friday night by the Tish, they asked him to say Torah. So he opened up a Chumash, and he said, Torah is Hashem Tamima, the Torah is perfect, I have nothing to add. I believe they say from the Gra that Torah Hashem Tamima means the Torah is so whole, meaning we haven't even scratched the surface. That's how whole and perfect the Torah is. That no matter what we, How much we learn, we haven't even scratched the surface. It's all the same nekuda that the Maharal is saying, that there's, it is so deep, it is that it's impossible for a human being to claim that we're learning Torah. We're just pachkani. We're occupying ourselves with the words of Torah. So perhaps we can understand the Gemara and the Nedarim according to this as well. I once heard a vort. There's a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. The pasuk says, Kol dvar pesha. Al shor, al chamor, al sel, al salam, al kol aved, al shiyamek yuza. Literal upshot in the pasuk is, for every item of liability, whether an ox, a donkey, a sheep, a garment, regarding any lost item, about which he says, this is it, adol lekim yavad v'ashneim. So there's, what's a chesidah shavart on this pasuk? A kol dvar pesha means worse than any aver is al shor. That when if a person is learning the halachas that regards that relate to the shor, whether it's shor shenaga hasapora, we have all these gemaras with the ox that gored the cow, and the somebody who exchanged the ox for the donkey. So al chamor, or the halachas that apply to the donkey, al seh, to the sheep, al salma, to the lost object. We have all these halachas that seem to be so mundane. They seem to be so physical, so unspiritual. Yet every yid is obligated to believe that every word of Torah is so deep and so spiritual, and it represents such lofty matters, we just have no concept, right? It's been so physicalized for us to be able to grasp it. But the worst of era is Ashiyama Kihuza, that a person should say, this is all that's there. Just what you're seeing, that's what there is, and there's nothing deeper than that. That's the worst of era. And that's what the Maharal is saying. And that's why you can't say Lilmoid Torah. You could say Lasik V'divrei Torah. The same applies with Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shlom gave us a holy land. Now, there are people that are very attached to this land because they're all about nationalism and it's all about owning our own, having our own land. And there's nothing spiritual to it. And the raya that there's nothing spiritual to it is because there's nothing spiritual. These people, unfortunately, don't observe Torah and mitzvahs. The whole purpose of Eretz Yisrael is there's something deeper there. Pesuk says the eyes of Hashem in Eretz Yisrael is there's Ashros Hashchina there. That's what Eretz Yisrael is about. It's not about a physical land. And when the way we bring out this idea is when we say lasoik b'divrei Torah, we understand that all we're doing is pachkening here. That's all we're doing. We're just occupying ourselves with the words of Torah. That's when we come to the realization that we cannot fathom the depth and the spirituality of Torah. Alma of the Haaretz, why was Eretz Yisrael taken from us? We didn't say that lasik v'divrei Torah. We came to the conclusion that whatever in the Torah, that's what there is. There's nothing deeper. There's no more spirituality to it. And you can talk to many people. They can't open a Gemara and learn. because it's irrelevant. I mean, all they look into the Gemara, they don't find anything that relates to them. Not understanding that there is something, whatever we learn has is so deep. It rattles worlds, most spiritual worlds, when we learn these Gemaras, because it represents things that are so lofty. So it's either people don't learn as a result of not understanding the depth of the Torah, or they learn just for the intellectual exercise, not understanding that they're connecting to something much deeper. And that's all included in Shlei Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila. They don't make that lasik B'Divrei Torah. Stop here. Okay.